The Arts Center is currently showing the culmination of its Rover Mobile Arts Program, which consists of rural and urban community outreach art workshops for young people. At the recent opening of the exhibition of work, curator Claire Hedden and Arts Center instructor Sarah Seba explained that the Rover program primarily focuses on rural youth because those kids are typically underserved in terms of the amount of art education they receive.
Some of those smaller schools have a lower budget for things. They may not have access to ceramics, say, printmaking. Some of those things are new and unique experiences for them.
The Rover program and going further out into the county and then getting those youth engaged in art making and then bringing that artwork back here to the Art Center to set up in the gallery, you know, to show the children, like, your work is worthy and you are an artist and look at what you've done and what you can do.
Sarah, how do you decide where you're going to go with the Rover program?
So we look at all the outlying communities in the county, and we talk with sites in those areas that could be a good fit. Sometimes it's a church, a library, any area where there's space for 15 kids to do a potentially messy project that are willing to host us.
Claire, where do you get the funding for this program?
So this year we had a grant from Foundation for Rural Services, and it's, I think, maybe the second or third time that the Illinois Prairie Arts Council, the MRSA Arts and Culture Grant, has helped fund this. And then also there are individuals within our community and businesses within our community that match those grants that make it all possible. Because all the work that was made was at no cost to the youth. So the artists were compensated for teaching, and it was no cost to the families.
Well, tell me about what it is the kids are learning that they're not getting in school. What is it that is being offered? I noticed fiber is something that's being offered.
Yeah, fiber arts. Let's see. We've also got printmaking, paper making, a variety.
Paper make. So they're making their own paper.
Yes. They with Lisa Lofgren's group, she brought in paper pulp, and they actually mixed it up, and they created their own sheets of paper that they later collaged.
It was very cool to see the students. They had screens and they're compressing the water out and then stripping the wet paper sheet off of it. And they were laughing hysterically and trying not to get the library room all wet.
This sounds like a very rich artistic experience that they wouldn't necessarily get with their school district. The rural school districts, do they really not have a kind of arts program that they need?
I think some of them have really talented teachers, but also they just aren't given the time. You know, they'll maybe have art class once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, and it'll only be for 30 minutes. And you really can't dig into something in 30 minutes. Whereas with the Rover, you know, it's several hours. They come back and they do several more hours, so they get to really go through all the steps of a process just in greater depth. And they learn a lot more that way.
Mrs. Smith is a homeschooled 17-year-old. This is her second year participating in the Rover program. And she's created a wire sculpture that she proudly points out in the exhibition.
It's that one there. It's a hand and it has like a butterfly sitting on the finger.
What inspired this work?
It's made out of wire, and so it has to be made of lines and not exactly 3D. So I was thinking what would be something that would be easy to make as a line drawing, and I thought of a hand, and I just liked the butterfly, so I made that.
Smith credits the teachers that are a part of the Rover program. The Art Center's Sarah Seba says they employ many well-known local artists to teach the children.
Janet Jugler, Stoney Sasser, Kelly Robertson, Lisa Lofgren, Micah Zavacki, Grace Shees, Aaron Farimsky, and a number of those folks teach at the local college university level, so it's a really unique experience for the kids to get to work with someone.
Kelly Robertson is one of those art instructors. She says for the students, this program can be magical.
It's really necessary for young people especially to kind of experience who they are through the arts. It's a very emotional and intuitive, all-encompassing process. It's really important for young minds to experience art
Tristan Frederick is a 15-year-old who was homeschooled and now is an artist who combined his love of food with a chance to be creative.
I made a cherry turnover.
Oh man, that looks delicious. So what inspired you to do a cherry turnover?
They asked us what our favorite food was and to make our favorite food, so I made a cherry turnover.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I took a cooking class and I made a cherry turnover in cooking.
That's interesting that you decided to do in ceramic what you had already done in pastry.
Helping him create that turnover was pottery artist Grace Sheese, who used to teach art in elementary schools. She's observed that kids respond very differently to the arts than they do to regular academics, and that learning art can be a tremendous self-confidence boost.
And we talk about how important creativity is, and we talk about how art is a way to solve problems. And so I think that everybody should experience something like that, because I think art goes beyond just creating something with your hands. It teaches you many, many life skills. And so for kids in particular, I think it really can help them feel good about themselves, and I think it can help them find an avenue to express emotions and maybe the struggles that they have in their home life, and maybe it could be a safe place where they can make things and feel good about themselves, and I think that's really important.
And when the parents see how the Rover classes are impacting their kids, they're more apt to become involved as well. Curator Claire Hedden says some parents have signed up for classes at the Art Center.
Other students, maybe this is their second or third time doing a Rover workshop, or their brother is so excited to become old enough that he can do what his sister has done. It's really broadened our community through the Art Center, and it's a great feeling to branch out.
That's Claire Hedden, curator at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. The Rover Mobile Arts Program exhibition is on view through September 4th in the Brandt Gallery. I'm Laura Kennedy.